This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining. We're continuing in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We're continuing to discuss the Yefas Toyar. It says she'll cry for her father and mother. Ubachsa Saviya V'yasima. Says the Holy Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, bottom line, Mem Ches Amud Aleph, Ubachsa Saviya V'yasima, she'll cry for her father and mother. Rabbi Elazar, Oymer, Rabbi Elazar says, Aviha, Aviha Mamish, Ima, Ima Mamish. She mamish cries for her father and for her mother because she's sort of taken away from them. She's taken away from her parents and she's living a new lifestyle. So we let her cry for her family. Rabbi Kiva says, No, Aviha, Vima, Zuavaz, Kechavim. That refers to her idols. Vechein hu Oymer. Likewise, it says, Oymrim lo'etz, Aviata. So what's the machloikis? Is there any practical machloikis? Whoever she wants to cry for, she cries for. So Tosu says, it's just a machloikis, how you read the psukim. Or not, there's a nafkamina. Let's say her father and mother died or converted. So does she need to mourn? So according to Rabbi Elazar, no. According to Rabbi Akiva, she still mourns for her idols. Now, we're going to see, according to Rabbi Akiva, she has to deny her Avodah Zarah before he lives with her. And according to him, why would she be crying? She already gave it up. Okay. So Tosfos says that it doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva. Yerach Yomim. She cries for Yerach Yomim, a month of days. Says Gemara, Yerach Shalishim Yomim. That means she cries for 30 days. Or Shem and Elazar Oymer Tishim Yomim. It's 90 days. Yarach is shloishim. Yomim includes days like the Yarach, so that's another 30. Shloishim v'achar kein, and then shloishim, another 30. Maskef l'Ravina. Ravina asked, Ema Yarach shloishim yomim. Ema Yarach shloishim. Say Yarach is 30. Yomim shloishim. Yarach is another 30. And v'achar kein is marbe. Not just another 30, but equal to the Yarach and equal to the Yomim. A total of 120. So in other words, V'acharkein kihani, and add the words V'acharkein are marbe, like the original 60. So Gemara says, Kasha, it's taka shver. Now the Gemara doesn't say Tiyufta, that means that there is potentially a way to defend the position of Rav Shimon Elazar, why it's only 90 days. Fine. Now we have a major machlokes here. Tan Rabbanan, Mekaymin Avodim She'enam Molen Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We are allowed to hold on to Avodim that are not circumcised. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. So if you have an Eved that was Mol, but we know for an Eved needs Mila and Tefillah, and for whatever reason, excuse me, an Eved, the Eved does not want to do Mila. He doesn't want to do Mila. So you're allowed to keep him? Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shmuel says, you're allowed to keep him. Mekaymim avodim she'enam molem. You're allowed to hold on to avodim that are not circumcised. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein mekaymim. Rabbi Kiva says, you got to get rid of them. You can't hold on to an Eved that's not circumcised. Amar le Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, I harehu oimer v'yi nafesh ben amosecha. Rabbi Shmuel says, we know you're allowed to hold on to a slave that's not circumcised because it says you have to let rest the son of your maidservant. And that's talking about an eved that's uncircumcised. As the Gemara is going to explain soon, a regular eved has already been discussed. Says the Gemara, so that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. It says, V'yinafesh ben amasach, you have to let him rest on Shabbos. So that implies you're allowed to hold on to him, though. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva would say that's talking about a specific scenario. Marle, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Shmuel, B'loikeach eved ben ashmashah. So it's talking about you bought an eved in twilight, so there's no time to do Mila. V'lehispik lemoiloi. You called Pesach Kron, and he said he can't make it there before Shabbos. So you want to give him a Mila. Problem is, it's not happening. You know, there's no time. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about an eved that there is no time to circumcise him. Says the Gemara, "V'loy hisa glamola akasam adara de koliyama miyas v'yinafesh ben amasachos." Everyone agrees that for that Shabbos, at the very least, you can't make him work, but you're allowed to hold on to him because he is not a. This eved is not a. An eved that you have to get rid of because you would like to circumcise him and you plan on doing it, and actually have a big bris planned for Sunday morning, with bagels and two kinds of cream cheese. But you can't do it on Shabbos. So therefore, the Torah has to say you have to let the Eved rest on Shabbos. But ordinarily, an Eved that's uncircumcised, Rabbi Kiva would say you're not allowed to keep him.
Do you Korban Pesach or not?
The Eved or you? Oh, you? Could you eat the Korban Pesach? You mean if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? I don't know. Good question. Maybe we would tell you you're not allowed to buy the Eved. But you say, he did, he bought it. He bought it. Could he eat the Karm Pesach? My guess would be no. But I don't know. You're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach if you have an Eved that's uncircumcised. You can't do it? Okay, you can't do it. Shailas, are you allowed to do it? I don't know. Okay. Be'eved orel ksiv. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara. Everyone holds. V'yinafesh ben ha-masecha is talking about an Eved who's an Arel. My mashma. How does the pasuk mashma is talking about an Eved that's an Arel? Ata oimer be'eved Arel, oy enoy ela be'eved mol. Is it talking about an Eved who is Arel, or is it only an Eved that is circumcised? Meaning, how do you know Vinafish ben Amasacha is talking about an Eved Aral? Ato Imer be Eved Aral, or Inel be Eved Mol. Kishu, Imer Elaman Yunuch Avdacha Vamasacha Kamaicha. When the Pasuk says, so that your Eved and your Amma rest like you, Hare Eved Mol Amar. It already said that you have to let your Eved who's circumcised rest. Hamani Mekayim Vinafish ben Amasacha. What do I do with the Pasuk Vinafish ben Amasacha be Eved Aral? It's talking about an Eved who is uncircumcised. V'hager, and it says a ger also has to rest. Zeh ger toishav. That's talking about a resident sojourner. Rashi learns a ger toishav is someone who's mekabel on himself not to serve avodah zarah, and he eats nevelos. And the Torah is saying he has to observe the Shabbos. Why? Because since he's not allowed to serve idols, doing work on Shabbos is like serving idols. So since a ger toishav is not allowed to serve idols, so he can't desecrate the Shabbos. Amazing thing. That means the Ger Toshav is more frum than most Jews. Because most Jews in America don't keep Shabbos. And a Ger Toshav is mechoyev to keep Shabbos. Atoimer ze Ger Toshav o eno ela Ger Tzedek. Is this talking about a resident Ger? Which is a guy who's mekabel not to serve idols, or is it talking about a righteous convert? K'shu'aymer v'gercha asher b'sharecha. Once the pasuk says v'gercha asher b'sharecha, I read ger tzedek omar. I already know from there the ger tzedek. Kamani mekayim b'hager ze ger toshav. Okay, next. Toisvus. Toisvus says Rashi learns a ger toshav is someone who's mekabel not to serve avodah zarah, and someone who's mechal Shabbos is like an oved avodah zarah. So, Fractosis, if so, they're more than Sheva Mitzvahs. And for a Ger Toshav. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah's Masha, Ger Toshav only has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs. And what about the Gemara that Oyve Kechavim, that is Shavas, is Chayiv Misa? The answer is, according to Toshav, a Ger Toshav is allowed to desecrate Shabbos. He just can't do it for a Jew. I'll ask, no goy is allowed to do malacha for a Jew. That's midrabanan. A ger toishav to do malacha for a Jew is dairaisa, says Toisus. Vaiter. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, halaykech evin min oivik hachavim. If you buy a slave from a goy v'leiratza lamol, he doesn't want to be circumcised, megagal imay ad yud beis chodesh. You slide with him for 12 months. You finagle, you tell him, please circumcise, do it. I'll get you a good mayal. I'll get you Pesach Kron. I'll get you Rabbi Shaya Richmond. I'll get you Rabbi Ephraim Perlstein. Or many, many good mayalim out there. And none of the recommendations here necessarily represent the viewpoint of the organization that is hosting this Zoom. But the question is, the guy doesn't want a mila, so we say, we'll give you a free teddy bear. I don't know. We try to convince him. And he doesn't want to do it. We slide with him for 12 months. Loimal, if he at the end of the 12 months he doesn't circumcise, choyzer umay choylev kacham. We sell him back to a guy. Amrua Rabbanan Kamed Rapapa, the rabbi said this teaching before Rapapa, that basically we slide with the ger, with the Eved for 12 months, and we say, Kaman, Deloik Rabbi Akiva, di Rabbi Akiva, Hamar in Makaimin. This statement is surely not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, you're not allowed to keep a ger who doesn't have a mila even for one day. So this teaching that we slide with him for 12 months seemingly is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. Amar lahu Rapapa, Rapapa said to them, Afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. This could fit in according to Rabbi Akiva. When does Rabbi Akiva say we don't keep him at all? Hani mili dulai paskal milse. That's where he never accepted upon himself to convert and he never stopped his bad ways. But if he stopped his bad ways and he accepted upon himself to convert when you bought him, and then he sort of was retracting, then we, even Rabbi Akiva would agree, we slide with him for 12 months. So even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if the guy committed to really convert, and then he reneged, we'll slide with him for 12 months. Amru Rabban Kamed Rapa, okay. Amru Rapapa, Amar Rav Kahana said, Amita Shmatik Med Rav Zvid Rinardai. I said this teaching before Rav Zvid of Narada. Amar Li, he said to me, Ihachi, if so, ki Amar Le Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva said that, they asked Rabbi Akiva, what is the Pasuk of Yinafesh Ben Amasecha talking about? It's talking about an Eved who doesn't have a circumcision, and the Torah seems to say you're allowed to keep it. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to come up with a crazy case that you bought the Eved before Shabbos? Let him just talk about a case that you bought the Eved who committed to a convert and then he reneged. Amrav Kana Mitir Shmati Medir of Zimidar Amrali, he said to me, Yachi, if so, if even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if the guy commits to convert and then he retracts, you'll slide with him for 12 months. Ki Amrali Rabbi Akiva, Lakech, Eved Min HaBein HaShmoshes, and Rabbi Akiva said, it's talking about where you bought an Eved in twilight, Lishni Leha. Why didn't he give this possibility where it's paske lemilse, that he stopped his bad ways and he committed to convert? So Gemara says, Chodem Mitzray Taimi Kama, Rabbi Akiva said one of two reasons. In other words, there are two possible ways that you could hold on to an Eved that is not circumcising. Either if you bought the Eved Bein Hashmashos, or if the Eved stops his bad ways and commits to convert. Next, Sholach Rabin Mishmed Rabbi Loi. Rabin sent in the name of Rabbi Loi. V'chol Rabbeisai Amrulin. All my rabbis said to me Mishmai in the name of Rabbi Loi. Meaning, Rabin sent a message in the name of Rabbi Loi, and all my rabbanim said it to me in the name of Rabbi Loi. Ezehu Eved Arel Shemutel Lekayma. What is an example of an Eved who's uncircumcised that you're allowed to keep? Zeh shalok choy rabbi amanah shaloy lemoylai. It's talking about someone that the master bought it on condition not to circumcise. Meaning, you're not to hold on to an Eved who's not circumcised. However, if you bought the Eved on condition that the Eved is not going to, you bought the Eved on condition that the Eved is not going to circumcise, you don't have to circumcise him. That's an example of an Eved you're allowed to keep. You bought him on condition he doesn't have to be circumcised. So that's the, you bought him on that with that stipulation. Says Gemara, Amru Rabban Kmedu Rapapa. I'm sorry. First wide line. Shalach Rabban Mishmei de Ravilai. Rabban sent the name Ravilai. V'cho Rabbi Say Amruli, and all my rabbis told me Mishmei in the name of Ravilai. Ezehu Eved Arel Shemutel Kaimah. What is an example of a slave who is uncircumcised they allowed to keep? That is someone who the master bought on condition not to circumcise. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Rapapa, the rabbi said it before Rapapa, and they said, Keman, who does this go like? Deloy Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva can't hold of it. Do you, Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva held of this exception. Ha'amar in Mekaimen. Rabbi Akiva says, you're never allowed to keep a slave that's not circumcised. And here we're carving out a big leniency that if you bought it on condition not to circumcise, you're allowed to circumcise it. So Papa said, no, even Rabbi Akiva holds of this. Rabbi Akiva says, normally, you're not allowed to hold on to a slave that's not circumcised, but if you bought it with a stipulation that you don't have to circumcise him, then you could leave him uncircumcised. Amalu Rab Papa, feel tame Rabbi Akiva. You could even say it's Rabbi Akiva. Hani mili hechad olay asni bade. This is only where you didn't stipulate. Aval hechad asni asni. But if you stipulated, that's the stipulation. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said, Amrita l'shmaita kamed Rav Zvir min Arda. I said this teaching before Rav Zvir min Arda. V'amrali, he said to me, Hachi, if so, ki ka'amar le Rabbi Akiva, b'loy kech eve min ben ha'shmashos. Why did Rabbi Akiva have to say the pasuk of Yinafish ben HaMasach is talking about where you bought the Eved moments before Shabbos? V'loy hispik l'mulay, and you didn't have a chance to do Mila. Say a very simple case, Yinafish ben HaMasach is talking about a case where you bought the Eved and you stipulated not to circumcise them. By the way, what's the logic of that? We're going to see that if the Eved is not circumcised, then his status is sort of unknown, because you might think ultimately you'll circumcise him, and in the meantime he's not keeping mitzvahs, and it's going to bring confusion. But if you bought him and the house rules are he doesn't have to be circumcised, so you know exactly what his status is, it's not an issue. Says the Gemara, so why did Rabbi Akiva have to give the possibility that he was bought moments before Shabbos? Just say you bought the Eved on condition not to circumcise him. Says Gemara, and that's what Rav Papa said. Excuse me, that's what when Rav Kahana said this teaching in front of Rav Zvid said to Rav Kahana, I don't understand. This can't be true that if you stipulate you don't have to circumcise him, then why didn't Rabbi Akiva say that possibility? So Rav Kahana said back, and according to you, why didn't Rabbi Akiva say the possibility that where if the Eved committed eventually to convert, you're allowed to hold on to him. So the Gemara doesn't say it, Rabbi Akiva didn't say that possibility. He said one of two things. So he said one of three things. He could have said either it's talking about a case where you stipulated, or it's talking about a case where he committed to convert. And Rabbi Akiva picked a different case where you bought the Eved right before Shabbos, you didn't have a chance to circumcise him. Well, Tamech Lishne Lehach, and according to you, why didn't he say that it's talking about a case where the Eved committed to convert? Elochad Mitre Utlas Tami Kamar. Rabbi Akiva said one of two or three reasons. Yosef Rav Chanina Bar Papi, Rav Chanina Bar Papi, he was sitting for Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rav Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak, Navcha, Akilad Rabbi Yitzchak. They were sitting on Rabbi Yitzchak's porch. Akilad Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. In other words, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi and Rav Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha were sitting on Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha's porch. V'yasvi v'ka'amri, and they were sitting and they were saying, Ir achas hoisvaretzi. So there was one city in Israel, v'loirot avadeh lamol, the servants, the slaves did not want to circumcise. The Gilgalu Yimayim at Shnei Masar Chodesh, and they rolled with them for 12 months. The Chazru Machrom La'evdei Kechavim. And after 12 months, they sold them back to Goyim. Ki Haytana. This is in accordance with the following Tana, the Tana we learned in Hebrew. So, Kechavim and Avdei Kechavim. If you buy an Eved from a guy, and he doesn't want to circumcise, You roll with him for 12 months. Laimal, he doesn't want to circumcise. Chayzer machla avdei kaychavim. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, in mashinois v'Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you cannot hang on to a guy, to a eved who doesn't want to circumcise him. They have sitarois. Because he's going to be metame truma. Because in oved kaychavim, there are guys on him that he's tame like a zav. So you can't hang on to this guy. Now, does that mean you can't hang on for 12 months? It sounds like you can't hang on too long. But if you live in a border city, you can't even hold on to him for a minute. Because you can't trust him and he may give away some of the border secrets. So you can't trust him. Why? A city near the border, you can't keep him at all. Shema Yishma Davar V'yelech. He might hear something and go. V'yarmel Chaver V'kacham and tell his fellow guy, okay, attack here, attack then, attack in this way. So we're afraid he's going to give away security and we can't hold on to him at all. The final Gemara is one of my favorite Gemaras. Here it goes. Tanya Rav Chananya Benoish Ram Gamliel Oimer. Chananya, the son of Ram Gamliel, said, why are they afflicted and setbacks before them and difficulties before them? You know why? Because they didn't keep the seven mitzvahs when they were goyim. So why weren't they punished until now? They were liable to the Sheva mitzvahs. So Rashi says, because until now, they were going to be punished in the world to come, which is a hefty punishment. And once they convert, God has mercy on them and He punishes them in this world. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Ger Shin is Gai, God and Shin Adami. How could you say such a thing? But when a Ger converts, he's like a new creation. He can marry his mother, he can marry his sister. So then why is he responsible for his own actions? He's a new person. So I always wondered, what is a Tanakhama hold? Rabbi Yossi, Reb Chananya, Benoy Shem Gamliel doesn't know Gershon Eskai Kakatan Shinoi Ladami. So, maybe we'll discuss this in the Eon Shir. I believe there's an Aruch Lener, but I have an interesting Chiddush based on the Kli Chamda. Okay. Elo Mimnei Ma'amunin, so Reb Yossi is bothered, so why are they afflicted? L'fishenim Bekim Dukduke Mitzvah Gisrael. They don't know Mishnah Berurah. The rabbi tells them, you gotta eat matzah, and you have to sit in the sukkah, and you can't. But they don't know the details of the halacha, and they're going to stumble, they're going to violate. Abba Chanan, Amr Shem Reb Lazar, L'fishein oysin me'ava el me'ira. They only act out of love, they don't act out of love, only out of fear. Since when are you punished for not acting out of love? Tosfos quotes a pshat that they act out of fear for reward to the extent that if they wouldn't be rewarded, they would regret doing it. But that also requires great analysis. What does it mean? They don't act out of love, only out of fear. First of all, halavai, we should act out of fear. And number two, since when is there an oinish for not serving Hashem out of love? Achirim same and they should show atzamli kanatachas kanveshrina. They didn't become gerim fast enough. Amar Rabbi Avovi Tamar Chanina Maikra. Now there are two ways of learning this. One way of learning it is like Rashi. What pasuk indicates that a ger has to become a ger quickly? They should have become a ger sooner. I thought we'd dissuade them. When someone comes to convert, we say, by the way, we might have to stone you to death, or we might have to pour molten lead down your throat. We don't want to scare you away, but it's not pleasant when we hurl you off a two-story building. Oh, okay, never mind. I think I knocked on the wrong door, the guy says. I mean, pal, you know, if you take out the watermelon seeds, we might have to throw you off the World Trade Center. I didn't realize that. Okay, I'll just come for the kiddush then. So, what exactly is Since when do Gerim have to hasten to become Gerim? I believe that is the question of the Sefer Ahavas Eson, one of the Perushim on the Ein Yaakov, to which he says that anyone who converts, that means his soul was on Har Sinai, and that was his destiny. So once it's his destiny, he should have fulfilled his destiny sooner. Okay, maybe we have what to say about that. Stay tuned Sunday. So according to Rashi, this pasuk shows there's great reward. Rus was rewarded for hastening to become a ger. Amar Rabbi Yavovi, Tem Rav Chanina, Maikra, Yishalim Hashem Pa'alech. Hashem Bayas tells Rus, God should pay you for your actions, the Tehimiskar Maskortech Shlema, and your reward should be complete, Mayim Hashem, from God, Elikei Yisrael, Asher Bas Lachsois, that you came to take refuge under the Kamtei Ashkina and you did not delay. That's what the Pasuk means, Asher Bas Lachsois. So if you're rewarded for not delaying, so from there we learn you're punished for delaying. If I'm not mistaken, the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah, that Rav Yossi is, that Rabbi Avohu is quoting this Pasuk, Yisham Hashem Palech, to support Rav Yossi, who said, Gershon is Gayer, Kakatan Shinoi Ladami. In other words, Rus, Bayaz tells Rus, God should reward you that you came today. What do you mean she came today? She was born 60 years ago. No, the day you convert is the day you're considered born. Bezos Hashem, this is not in the Sefer yet, but hope one day on Shavuos, there is a Chsam Sefer, I believe in Masechta Avodah Zarah, that says his whole life he wondered what is the makar of Gershon Nezgayer Kekatan Shinoi Ladami. According to the Ritva, quoting the Ra'ah, the Gemara is citing this pasuk, Asher Bas, to show that when a ger converts, it's like they came into the world. So perhaps that is a source, Gershon Nezgayer Kekatan Shinoi Ladami. Okay, Marav Rabbeisai, thanks everyone for joining, and we'll see you, Bezos Hashem, Mem Tes, next Monday night. Stay tuned for this week's Wednesday Shir is on Yevamos. It's Yevamos Sugya. Very geshmaka subject about the role of Mila and Tefillah in Geiros, and an amazing controversy and a story in the times of the Chassam Sofer. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great evening. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.